afternoon and welcome back to the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigerian Fire FM. How is your Wednesday afternoon going, by the way? So far, so good. Mine has been work, but I'm excited because in less than an hour time, I will be out of your face and out of this space. My name is Denise Dennis Wallu. Today is World Peace Day, marked every 21st of September. Build peace and racism is a theme for this year. But then again, we're not going to talk about racism. Rather, we're going to talk about something very common. Yeah, the saying, two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right. And when one is World Peace Day and everybody's clamoring for peace, there are still people that want war and violence, as it were. Don't pay evil for evil. An eye for an eye and the world will go blind. Two wrongs don't make a right are all statements used to dissuade an aggrieved party from retaliating or taking revenge. I want my pound of flesh. I'm not hearing nothing like that. If you have do me, I want to do you back. You've done yours, it's my turn to do back. It's 1-1. Simply put, the fact that someone has done something unjust or dishonest is no justification for acting in a similar way. I mean, that's what it means. Two wrongs don't make a right. So if you kill my brother, I would like to kill your brother or sister in return, right? That's two wrongs, all right? If you steal from me, I would want to do the same to you. If you cheat me, I would like to cheat you. And the one that is trending now is, if you dare cheat on me, me too, I will go and look for my own side bobo or side chick. And I will cheat on you as well. Well, some people believe differently. The argument will be, how then do you make people realize they have done wrong if they are not subjected to the same kind of treatment? If you say two wrongs don't make a right, fine, no problem. But how then? The one who causes someone else pain, the one who hurts someone, the one who betrays someone, the one who goes all out to plot evil against another person. How do you make them realize that they have done wrong if they're not subjected to the same kind of treatment? You know how they say that you have to, you know, do somebody back so they know how it feels. Hence, they wouldn't do it again. How does the aggrieved party also feel relief and consolation? You're telling me not to return evil for evil. You're telling me that an eye for an eye, the world will go blind. You're telling me that two wrongs don't make a right. But I'm feeling pain. I'm feeling hurt. And I feel like if I retaliate, maybe I will feel a lot better. How then are you expecting me to feel relief or consolation? Hence the ultimate question. If two wrongs don't make a right, then what does? That is the conversation on the Sunny Side this afternoon. Let's talk. The numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. A WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages, 0809-030-6416. We are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle, and also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and be audible so we can hear you. Hello, good afternoon. Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello?
Turn off your radio set, please. All right, then. Go ahead. Welcome.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay. I thought, considering the program, parents can make a right. Yeah, I believe that, though. Because there is an evil adage that usually goes like this. Anna, they are boy, yara. Another one is two blind minds cannot walk the same path because no one will need each other. So if I'm counting the wrong someone did to me, by the way, sorry, my name is Oka Janet.
Okay.
If I'm counting the wrong someone did to me, I don't have the heart to forgive. I want to retaliate. Maybe I want to do the person back. I may end up killing the person. My own might end up being the boss. That will make me to face the consequence of my actions. So the best is, two wrongs doesn't make a right. It may allow me to now forgive the offender so that it will. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Justice is calling. Well, oh dear. Sorry we lost the call with Justice. Justice, please. You would have to call back. Think network glitch. Remember, on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPhRealive, go there, watch us live, and also be a part of a conversation by tweeting your response at us. And our Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. Drop your comments in the comments section, and the comments will be read in course of a conversation. It remains, if two wrongs don't make a right, then what does? We need justice, right? Mm-hmm. We need to feel relief and consolation, as it were. Some will also call it compensation. And I know that our religious folks will say things like, justice, no, vengeance is of the Lord. You know, you will hold your peace and the Lord will fight your battle. But there are people that do not believe in, I'm going to fight my battle. I'm the war. I'm the battle. I'm the fight. I will fight myself. So if you do wrong to me, I'm not waiting for anybody to come and fight. No, 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 no. And wait for the police, the law enforcement agencies. They will do their job. Or charge this person to court. Sue this person. They say, no. Forgive and forget. No. No. You did this one to me. Just Chiri. Me, I will do your own back. And there are people that still believe in revenge, you know. And they say things like, revenge is best served cold. So you tell me, are these people wrong? And I ask this question before the ultimate question. If the argument is that two wrongs don't make a right, how then do you make people realize that they have done wrong if they are not subjected to the same kind of treatment? Brown from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Thank you, Denise.
Welcome.
Actually, there is no gain that comes from retaliation. No matter how grievous, no matter how heavy the offenders has committed against me, I think forgiveness and let go, it pains. It's like history. It's like an example. My wife cheated on me, and I feel okay. The best thing for me to do is to cheat on her so that she will also feel the pain that I felt. At the end of the day, instead of trying to make her to feel pain, you yourself that even went and cheat back, you're even feeling the pain. Yes, instead of like okay, fine, we use water or umbu and water to quench fire. But somebody who wants to use fuel or kerosene as in fire combusting material to quench fire, you are creating more harm than repair to yourselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think harming somebody who say or who has harmed you, it has no repair. Because at the end of the day, they let you hurt the person back. What you are doing, how will your conscience see it? Because the person that, okay, let's assume that even I cheated my wife, okay, my wife cheated on me and I want to go and cheat on my wife back. What if I cheat on my wife and without letting my wife know that I cheated on her? Has I done any harm to her? Okay, if I do it without telling her that, okay, I have done this thing, which I think many people will not even cheat as in like retaliate and tell their mates, I have done it against you. I have done it. So some people will keep it, but they say they will hide it. So what is the advantage there when the person you are cheating, you don't know you have cheated on her back?
Well, I don't know, but I don't think, Brown, that for some people it is about how the other person feels. Should they know or should they not know? I think it is about the relief and consolation they get. There's this satisfaction that comes with, I don't do my own. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So whether or not the other person feels remorse, feels angry, feels hurt, it's none of their business. I have done that which is in my mind to do.
If person that have conscience, if you have conscience, you will know that even if you do it without letting the person know, without the person know, inside yourself, you will still not be okay.
Okay.
Because one day, your mind will still tell you that what you did is wrong. You have done something that is not good. So letting go, you have your peace. Because if you have more resentment or do go against, gain the person back, inside yourself, you will not have your peace. Your peace yourself, you will not have it. No matter how you do it.
Okay.
You cause some damage, the person causes some damage to himself.
Mm. All right then.
So for me, I think the best option is to let go.
Let go.
To forgive and to let go. That's the best question. Because you yourself who has forgiven, you have the peace of mind. While the person who has done it against you will continue to die inside himself. Why are you yourself?
Oh, dear. So sorry, Brown. We lost that call with you. I will forgive you. No problem. Keep your own hand. Let me do my own back. Say, forgive now. Say, no problem now. I've heard you. When I have done my own, then I will forgive you. But there is no forgiveness without me doing my own. I must take my pound of flesh. Oh, you killed my mother. No problem. Forgive. No wahala. Where's your own mother? Let me kill her. Join. Let us both be motherless. Then we can discuss forgiveness. But I cannot have my mother gone and your mother is still alive, and I should go ahead and forgive you. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't feel happy that way. I feel like there are two things. First, you take away the fact that I have a mother from me. You deny me of that opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day or celebrate my mom or reach out to my mom. That's fine, no problem. Now you say I should go all out and forgive you. Okay, no wahala. But your own mother is still alive. How then do you feel the pain that I feel being motherless at this point in time? What is my guarantee that you have actually repented from your action? So if I go all out and forgive you, what's the guarantee that you wouldn't go all out there and kill someone's mother again? And then you still keep saying, give peace a chance, let it go, forgive. So just maybe it takes me killing your own mother for you to see how it hurts losing a mother than just forgiving you straight up. Two wrongs can't make a right, right? So what does? After this break, we continue to stay tuned to us.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. We're still talking two wrongs don't make a right. Don't pay evil for evil, an eye for an eye, and the whole world will go blind. Our statements used to dissuade an aggrieved party from retaliating or taking revenge. So simply put, the fact that someone has done something wrong, unjust, dishonest, painful, is no justification for acting in a similar way. Well, some people believe differently. As a matter of fact, their argument will be, how then do we make people realize they have done wrong if they are not subjected to the same kind of treatment they meant to others? How? Do we make people realize they have done wrong if they're not subjected to the same kind of treatment? And then how does the aggrieved party feel relief and consolation? Oh, forgive and let go. Oh, let justice take its course. Well, sadly, time and time again, we're reminded of the very slow judicial system here in Nigeria. So if I am waiting for justice to take its course, and this case is lingering for as far as 5 years, I'm going to continue to live with that pain for 5 years. And what if at the end of the day, this person is discharged and acquitted and found innocent? But the person is guilty, as it were. So why would I wait? I mean, what's the need to wait till the police comes to arrest this person? And when the police comes, the person can get bail. Why do I have to wait for a so-called justice system to decide the fate of someone when I can outrightly decide the person's fate here and now? Okay, what if it's not a crime, as it were? What if it's an emotional wound, like the case of a cheating spouse? What if it's betrayal? What if it's cheating someone in business? Defrauding. Good, 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 good. What if it is defrauding someone of their art and money or their property or something? But they did you wrong, and this is wrong, and you are hurting. How then do they realize that they have done wrong? If they can pay their way through everything, it means the justice system will not give you that relief or consolation you demand. If you're going to just forgive and let go, okay, he cheated on me, she cheated on me, I'm just going to forgive. What if they continue to cheat on you and they do not realize that it's hurting you? What if you forgive and let go and then you decide to end the relationship or the marriage and they move on to another partner and they continue to cheat? What if they defrauded you and you say, okay, I forgive and I let go, and someone out there is a victim, and then there's another victim and another victim and another victim, and somebody will say, leave them, 99 days for the what thief, 1 day for the what owner. If two wrongs don't make a right, tell me what does? It's still the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria. I'm opening the phone lines again. They are 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003 and 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 030 6416. And then, of course, we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. We are live there as well. So go there, watch us live, and do well to drop your comments in the comment session. Remember, as you call, do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as well so that we can hear you. If not, I will do you back. Don't ask me how, but I will shall do you back. I see some of your WhatsApp messages. Just going to read through some of them. Okay. So my screen is frozen. All right, this one reads, good day, Didi. I'm Christian, my sister. You don't speak... okay, I don't know what this is about, but then again... Someone says it is gender-based. Prince Kalu from Abad. What is gender-based? I don't understand. Okay, good afternoon. This is a nice conversation. To me, the two wrongs don't make a right. I hate taking revenge, but I always see nature playing its course. However, it takes a strong mind to forgive. A weak mind can't do it. Thank you. I am Michael. Thank you, Michael. And this other message reads, Didi, have you observed that it's serial offenders that always preach forgiveness? They will continue to hurt you and come back to preach forget. How would they know how hurtful the offense is if they didn't get their pound of flesh? Personally, I don't give room for second offense. Okay. This other one says, good afternoon. Whether the offender is remorseful or not, we should forgive because reaction speaks volume than the action. If offender shows remorse, forgive and let the person restitute if necessary. But if he's not remorseful, leave him or let him to his conscience. George from LMA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. Go ahead.
If two wrongs don't make it right, then what does?
Yes, indeed.
Very nice conversation, topic to look into. And I want to look at it from the scripture, Proverbs 51, verse 1. There is a soft word, turn it away, wrath. Now, if I offend you, if I use a wrong word on you, or if I do something you don't like, now, your response, now, if you follow me the way I am, if you follow me as a dinner for body, I say dinner for body, then fire will catch you. But when you now use a soft word to talk to me, even if you are wrong or I am wrong, it doesn't matter who's wrong now, but if one person can just be calm and choose their words carefully, then we'll have one right, one wrong. On the other hand, we can also say, because the child spoiled something in the house which is wrong, so the father just come back and see the television is broken, and he carry cutlass and cut the boy head off. Those are two wrong actions, and does not make it right at all. So that's where I want to find my own contribution.
And that example of a child spoiling, oh dear, a child spoiling something, and then the father cutting off head with cutlass, that sounds pretty extreme. Is it even possible to cut off? So I'm going to share two stories. Yeah, something happened around a very popular bus stop here in River State. Accidentally, the passenger had to get down from a vehicle and slammed the door, so much so that the other passenger got injured because the hands were close to the door. And then the passenger says, sorry. And the other passenger, the injured one, said, I know they are sorry. I will not hear sorry. I will only hear sorry after you put your hand where my hand was. I'm going to slam the door the same way you slam the door. And when I see you bleed like I'm bleeding now, then we can now talk sorry. You tell me sorry, I say it's okay. I tell you sorry, say it's okay. We can go our separate ways. Kept begging. I said, sorry, but I don't talk so. I said, no. Bam, 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 bam. You are wasting time. You are wasting time. Keep your hand where my hand was, gently and wildly. Me too, I want to slam my own door. When I slam the door and I see you bleeding like I am bleeding now, then I can say sorry. And you can say sorry. And we have said sorry to each other. Then we can go our separate ways. You will go and treat yourself like I will go and treat myself. And it didn't make sense to every other person why this guy had to take that stance to retaliate. Because I'm going to be feeling pain. I'm going to have to go to maybe Nurse Chioma. Nurse Chioma will probably pour iodine. I will feel the pain. She will pour probably methylated spirits. I'll feel the pain. She will put this one, put GV, do like this, wrap it. It's going to take a while for my hands to heal. Meanwhile, you said sorry and you go your way freely. No injury, no pain. It's not going to take a while for your own arm. So let us both suffer the suffer and then say sorry to each other. Then we can go on. I have a cousin who tells me that she doesn't believe in the new law. If your neighbor slaps you on one cheek and turn to the other cheek and say, no, I still operate by the Mosaic law. Do me, I do you. So if you slap me, I'm going to slap you. Then we can say sorry and go our separate ways. If you do me, I'm going to do you back. And this is someone that goes to church. So you're beginning to wonder, the message of the gospel, doesn't it? The message of 70 times, is it 70 times 7? Help me. Is it 7 times 70 or 70 times 7? But I know there's a 7 somewhere there. Forgive and forgive and forgive. And somebody is saying, no, bam, 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 bam. How do you make this person realize that you have done wrong? And like I said, to make use of the justice system. The justice system may be slow. I'm going to be hurting for as long as the justice system will linger until justice is served. So I may as well just collect it now that it is hot, as it is hot. Let me do my own back. Then all of us say sorry, sorry, and go our separate ways. Mba from Woji, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
I greet you. I greet you, my sister.
This topic
is very, very interesting.
Mm.
See what I want to say about this. If I'm a judge, you brought this in before me, that I must cut the other person's hand.
Mm.
The question is that when he was cutting your hand, is he deliberate? He was not deliberate. He made a mistake and slammed your door.
Mm.
All he can do is that maybe if I have little money given to go and treat yourself, and you just said that I must be cut. But if I did, I go help that guy. We cut another hand. The other hand where they remain. We cut, and since we beg him, he no want to listen. We will cut the other hand to join. God bless you.
Say you cut another hand, join. Okay, somebody says it's 70 times 7 per day. Wait. Where is my calculator? Let's do the math. 70. Hold on. Just a few seconds, please. 70 times 7 times 7. That's 490 times in a day. But who gets offended 70 times 7 times a day? 490 times in a day. So in a week, multiplied by 7. 3,430 times in a week. How many days in a month? 31 days. Times, how many times? Oh my God. That's a lot. But how practicable is that forgiveness? Think about it. Back to WhatsApp. Someone says, it's really a sorry thing. Or what is really a sorry thing, please? And this other one says, good afternoon, my presenter. Two wrongs can't make a right. Yes, this is in contraction between philosophy, ethics, and law. If everybody is ethically and morally oriented and are conscious of evil and good, no one will offend each other, and there will not be need for judicial system, and possibly there will not be anything like prison or correctional center. But because of some psychopath who has no regrets for offending others, and as an ethical absolute, absolutist, I believe that even though you wrong me, I will always forget and apply forbearance. Imagine a situation where a father was sentenced by a judge by hanging for killing his wife. Then what will be the position of the children? Hence, two wrongs can't make a right. From Comrade Don Wokike. Then what does? What makes it right? Tell me. Agreed. Two wrongs can't make a right. Noted. What then will make things right? Death by hanging doesn't make it right. The person that was killed or murdered by the offender doesn't come back to life. Someone was wrongly accused of a crime and was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment or death by hanging. The person who accuses this person falsely is roaming the streets, living their normal lives. Years later, it is discovered that this person wrongly accuses other man who is now dead. What should be his punishment? Let him suffer the same fate. But then, how does the other guy who is dead come back to life? Oh, the family will feel relief. Okay, all right. The family will feel relief. Justice has been served. No problem. But does it take away the fact that every 21st of September, when their son or their daughter had to die by hanging for a crime that they didn't commit, Would it erase the fact that they will remember that day? That day will go down a memory for them as a very sad day. 1 year without you in our lives, we miss you. 2 years without you in our lives, we miss you. Oh, if Ikechukwu, my son, was still alive. Oh, if Amaka, my daughter, was here now. If that reckless time truck driver along East West Road didn't hit my daughter, she will still be here with us. By now, she will be married and probably have children that will be my grandchildren. By now, she will be married and I will become Auntie Denise. But that reckless driver is roaming the streets scot-free. I'm feeling the pain, right? And you tell me forgive 70 times 7. Okay, no problem. I have forgiven, but I still feel the pain. How has it helped me? How has it taken away the pain I feel? How am I feeling relief? How am I consoled, as it were? This person stole from me, put me in a very tight corner. This person is roaming the streets free. Possibly will go and steal from 10 other people, 20 other people. I'm supposed to just let go and not do anything about it because two wrongs cannot make a right. What then will make things right? I'm E4NS from Portaka says, two wrongs cannot make a right. Ordinary, very contradictory, but actually to me, I would say two commensurate wrong or complementary can serve as deterrence. I'm E4NS. Facebook messages. Okay, this one is from Ogu Justice. Unforgiveness is the reason why society is full of evil, and the major effect of it is in the relationship. Husband stabbing wife to death and wife stabbing husband to death. As for me, I have a God of vengeance. Hannah Victor says, it is not easy at all. I just pray, make bad thing and evil, wicked people don't come near us by God's grace. David in CA says, despite the adage, two wrongs don't make a right, what I feel we should first of all imbibe the golden rule in us. Do unto others as you like them to do unto you, so we don't get to that point of rage when we will struggle to ask for forgiveness, because the other person might target as karma, not payback. It's just words in different situations. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again, 0809-030-6416. Twitter at NigerianInfoPH, Facebook NigerianInfo92.3PH. Tony, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I love this program. Mm. That two wrongs cannot make it right. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Go ahead.
It's not every revenge is revenge, oh.
Okay.
Some revenge are lessons.
Lessons, okay.
Yeah, yes, because for example, there's an example you made. Mm. Somebody wounds you.
Mm.
As the person wounds you, intend is sorry. Maybe you forgive him. Tomorrow he come again. Maybe he break your bottle screen. He say, "Auntie, sorry, you go pay, you go buy the this thing. You forgive him." But if you wound him back, tomorrow if you walk on wound another person, you remember the pain where he get. Maybe revenge is that one. That one a lesson. No. Just okay. For example, now. You just use one small picky when they creep or when they try to learn how to walk out.
Mm.
He come biting mama breast. My mother give him breastfeeding. Just nobody, all this 1 year picking, we don't work at it, don't breastfeed. I'm conquering his teeth, they don't carry 2 feet or 4 feet, they don't get biting mama breast. Mama called slap him. Child, don't do that. Not revenge, a lesson. Because that breastfeeding biting seems to beat him to let him know that in the pain.
Okay. Now,
auntie.
Where do you draw the line between implementing discipline and lesson okay. to be learned? Yeah.
Because
for the mother, go ahead.
I want to talk these two wrongs. I want to draw the line of discipline and revenge and lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, discipline first. Let me start with discipline. A boy with a different mama house. Every time you see him in the rear cloth, like
I don't know English, please. This is Nigeria Info. Hello.
So?
I said English, please. This is Nigeria Info. Hello, Tony.
This is what?
This is Nigeria Info FM, not Wazobia. So if you can English.
No. I know it's Nigeria Info. I know it's not like what. I know it's Nigeria Info. Okay. I like the program.
Okay.
I was listening to it.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, that revenge, because you said two wrongs that not make it right.
Mm.
Yes. I like it. But it is not everything you do back is called revenge. Some are lesson.
Mm.
Like, for example, now, your wife, you married, like they spend money we bring anyhow. Bring any hard, do any hard. You say you want to revenge, you know, give her money. No. He just stopped to give her money for a while, making see how hard she's be. Now listen.
Okay.
Don't be revenge.
Oh, I think.
Your wife will cheat on you. I see cheat on you. He tell her, say, he wished on her back. That one, that be revenge.
Okay.
We're no good.
Okay.
Then picking way back in mama bread, in mama come beat. That one, I discipline, making it the bite breast, making the sucker.
All right, then.
I rest my
Thank kid. You, Tony. Okay, back to your WhatsApp messages. We're rounding off this conversation shortly. I believe we have about roughly 5 minutes more or less. Say, someone says, that's how your woman killed my sister. He has luck I'm not in Nigeria. I'd have gotten a gun and shot him in his head. Steve, that's murder. No, let's look at Steve's response. Steve, if you were caught, you would go to jail. You will be arrested. There's no two ways about it. You killed someone. And take it to the law court. Yeah, he killed my sister. Oh, well, why didn't you report to the police? Why didn't you make use of the judicial system? Why did you have to kill him? At some point, the fact that he killed your sister becomes almost insignificant or irrelevant as it concerns the argument. So you will go to jail for killing that man that killed your sister. Funny enough, because it is expected that you employed other channels to get justice, as opposed to what we call taking the laws into your hands. So you see where the problem lies. You didn't get justice. The man, if it is proven that he killed your sister, well, we'll get justice. But now that he is dead, you go to jail. Quite ironic, I must say. Someone says, Denise, truly two wrongs cannot make a right, but forgiveness does. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 45 to 48 proves otherwise. Please try and read it. Michael Brown. Ah, I wasn't expecting that we would have to read the Bible on this one. But then again, not a problem. I think I can actually go to the scriptures. This is because I want to really understand where your point is coming from. I would have appreciated it if you just put the scripture out there so we could save time. Okay, Matthew. Let's, okay, sorry, we lost our call already. I'm just going to go through it really quickly, see what it says, see if it's in line with the conversation. Okay, so it says, love your enemies, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For ye, if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others do? But be therefore perfect, even as your Father is perfect. Okay, so that's what the scripture says. Mr. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
The scripture says, forgive us our trespasses.
Okay.
And we forgive those who trespass against us.
Okay.
Let's take a case study at this issue from Cross River, where the woman crashed herself to death. If the brothers of the woman should rise up against the man, now you kill our sister. Or rise up against side chick, na una kill our sister, we go revenge. He gave the notion that they have seen a seed of vengeance. If they succeed in carrying out the revenge, the children of the side chick or our brothers too will raise up a reprisal. Why una kill our sister? You see this thing about revenge, it does more harm than good. Teeth for teeth, eye for eye, nose for nose. That was the law that was practiced when there was no civilization. When the concept of human mind was so bitter and black, they needed justice, judgment instantly. But today there's a social contract that guides us, and the law kept us together. So the first reflection is this: what does the law say? Confining revenge. What does our people, is there been any issue of this nature that we can make precedence to? So the best thing, like Jesus preaches to us, forgiveness. It might look so easy, so possible, but the benefits that is attached to forgiveness, if only God can open the eyes of our understanding to know the level and the benefit of forgiveness. You will want to be more to the heart to forgive more people.
All
right, I'm a product of this concept of forgiveness. I knew people I forgave.
All right, unfortunately, we have to round off this conversation now. I've read through a lot of your comments and read through, listened to your opinions via the phone lines. It's very easy to refer to the scripture, but let us understand that not everybody believes in the scripture. Not everybody believes in what the holy book says. Some people will want to what is moral, what is just, what is ethical, what sounds fair. Who puts these rules as to what should be right and what should be wrong? The person that sits in one position and creates a law that says, do not murder, do not kill, doesn't realize, may not find himself in that situation where he loses someone and he knows the person that killed the person he lost. Okay, it's easier to make certain laws when you're not experiencing the impact. It's easier to preach the message of forgiveness when you probably are not in that position where you are struggling with the pain and the grief of someone's actions led to. Two wrongs can't make a right. What does? And I think the answer most of you have given is forgiving and letting go. But how in the world's name does it make it right? Does it restore? Does it totally erase the feeling? Does it make you feel any better? Does it even make the other person realize that they have done wrong? And does it effect some level of change so that a repeat occurrence is avoided? These are all questions begging for answers. But sadly, maybe we can find the answers today. Maybe we will some other time. This is where we draw the cutting on the Sunny Side today. I had a great time with you from 12 them up until now. Follow us on all social media handles, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and on Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 12 noon through to 3 PM. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @_DENISE_DENIS. That's @_Denise_Dennis. Up.